What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In solidarity with Mike Marr, we're all sporting our Jaden Daniels bandages on our faces. At first, I put mine on the wrong side. I put it on the left side.
No, it was definitely the right
side. It's on the right side, the correct side at this point.
Right.
And maybe Scott Abraham will do the same thing. He's on the Rude guest hotline.
This is as far as I'll go to be a Commander fan.
Rude,
come on, man.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Scott Abraham, anchor and sports director for ABC7. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Happy playoff Friday, boys. How are you?
Same to you, sir. Are you going to be anchoring everything from back here in D.C., or are you making that trek out to the Midwest to Ford Field for the game?
Yeah, we're flying out tomorrow morning, so it'll be a good time, big game. I mean, this is what, you know, it's crazy. You guys think back to July and August, and, you know, who would have thought Washington would be in this position? And win or lose, this has been a successful season, but why not get greedy? And when you're in the dance, you have a chance. And I think what I've seen from the players over the week in Ashburn and kind of just talking to them and getting the vibe, they're very loose. They're very confident. They're not intimidated by the top seeded Lions. So let's do this thing.
And Scott, it's amazing what can happen in just one calendar year, because it was this week. I can't remember which day. Maybe Wednesday was the 1 year anniversary of the hiring of Adam Peters to be the real, like, legitimate general manager of this team, replacing Ron Rivera. So there's so much confidence now, at least from me, that we're in good hands here as far as the person who's responsible for the roster, the guy who's making the decisions when it comes to picking the quarterback and the other players on the team, critical free agent signings. And we've seen basically almost every move that he's made pay huge dividends since he's been here, and it's only been a year.
It's been incredible what he's done, the Midas touch in a sense. Maybe the only move that people are questioning or concerned about is Marshawn Lattimore, but obviously the hamstring has a lot to do with that, and he's still in control for another year. But the guys he's brought in, like the Luvus and the Wagners and the Zach Ertz, those, you know, veteran players that have been there and done that, have just been invaluable. And then the signings that kind of go under the radar that have really stepped up, and like the Jeremy Chins has played a major role, and the draft picks, everything has just been phenomenal, top on down, front office, the coaching staff. The coaching staff deserves a lot of credit, too. Not just Dan Quinn, but all the assistant coaches, the coordinators. That is a good group of coaches. And, you know, as a fan, you know, the fans, they should hope that, you know, they stay intact, the Kingsburys, the Joe Witt Juniors. But with wins and success, it's inevitable that, you know, the Kingsburys, the Joe Witts, they're going to get those interviews because they've done an excellent job here in Washington.
Eric feels disrespected that Washington is such a big underdog out in Vegas. The current number I'm looking at in FanDuel, it dropped from 9.5 to 8.5, but the money line is -510 for Detroit. Washington, by the way, this year, if you include the Tampa game in the wild card round, 12-6-1 ats. That would be against the spread. So they've been very good against the number. How are you feeling about that? 9.5 or 8.5, whatever it might be, a kickoff.
I mean, boys, it was that plus 10 earlier in the week. You know, my buddies were all about hammering that plus 10. And I thought that was a little bit disrespectful. So I'm with EB in the fact that if they were catching 10 points, I think there's the fact that Detroit, you can come out a little rusty. You can land a haymaker, a little jab early on. I think Washington is going to score points. I don't necessarily think they're going to be able to stop Detroit too often, but I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. And Detroit's defense, I mean, they're nothing, you know, to necessarily be scared about. No Hutchinson. They've given up a lot of yards through the air. They're a blitz-heavy team, which is beneficial to Jaden Daniels because he can use his legs. And you look at their losses this year for Detroit, who have they lost to? They've lost to Josh Allen, obviously a mobile quarterback. They lost to Baker Mayfield, mobile quarterback. And I remember last year they went to Baltimore and they got hammered by Lamar and the Ravens. So in terms of the mobility at the quarterback position, Jaden Daniels against that Detroit Lions defense, give me the 10 points because I think Washington is going to play them tough.
Scott, does De'Ami Brown have the chance to survive the Ron roster purge? I mean, we've seen so many of the draft picks that Ron and his staff made thrown overboard within the last year. De'Ami Brown, up to this year, had been a disappointment. He had more catches this regular season than he had in the first three seasons in the NFL from 21 to 23. He had the real breakout performance against the Bucs in the playoff game last week. Is he going to be a guy that this staff looks at and says, you know, he's not a number two wideout, but he can be our number three, and he can be productive, and he can be physical? Is De'Ami Brown basically earning a spot on the roster going forward?
I think that consistency has been the area of concern with De'Ami Brown. I mean, is he a one-hit wonder? Look what he did. Obviously, his performance of the season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why hasn't that been the case week after week here in Washington? And it's been a revolving kind of theme with De'Ami during his tenure here in Washington, the consistency kind of building performance after performance. It just has not been there. So obviously, if you step up in the big moments and you step up in the playoff games, that's going to catch a lot of eyes in the front office. If you can kind of replicate that and duplicate that against Detroit, that's going to be say a lot in terms of contract negotiations in Washington deciding whether or not to keep De'Ami. But I think you're right in the fact that, you know, he has the tools, he has the talent, he's a bigger body receiver, which Washington doesn't necessarily have. But you also have to remember they're probably going to be in the market for a pretty big marquee name wide receiver with the cap space they have and also the complement of Terry McLaurin. So where does he fall in the pecking order? I think he's in the mix. I don't think it's a slam dunk he's going to return to Washington, but another big performance against Detroit will certainly help the case.
I know you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, Scotty, but I almost think it has to be kind of similar to the Tampa game where Washington just kind of bleeds the clock and they have those 10, 12, 15 play drives and kill 8, 9, 10 minutes. I don't know if I like the quick strikes and just trying to match Detroit. I just want to keep Detroit's offense off the field.
Bish, I said that on my sportscast the other night, but I don't know if they can.
You don't know if they can do that?
I don't know if they can run the football with running backs. I mean, it's been a problem week after week. Yeah, they showed that they can. What they did against Tampa was immaculate. That's the blueprint right there to beat Detroit. The ball control, take your time down the field, those third and threes, those fourth and twos. There's not going to be a lot of punts. And I think that is the recipe. Can they do that two straight weeks in a hostile environment? That'd be very impressive. But again, I go to the fact of Detroit. I don't know how they're going to slow them down. So I think Detroit, their offense runs through their running game. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. That's the biggest weakness, as you know, with the Washington Commanders is stopping the run. I fear that Detroit is going to be able to move the ball up and down the field, and as long as you can keep them off the field, that's going to be the key to this game. But can they do that time of possession? Can they run the football between the tackles? That's going to be a big layer of this game, guys. And I'm concerned about Washington getting enough stops or turnovers to win this game. If they can get a turnover, if they can force some punts early on, that's obviously going to be crucial. And I will say this, guys, if this game is close in the fourth quarter, advantage Washington, because you know all the pressure in that building and on that top-seeded Lions team, they're going to be feeling it. And Washington has been in that position time and time again in the fourth quarter. So if this is a close game in the fourth quarter, huge advantage for the Commanders, in my opinion.
Scott, do you see Austin Ekeler with an expanded role in this game? You look at the numbers as far as the Lions' defense. Only the Bills and Ravens have given up more receiving yards to running backs than the Lions have. So if the running game is ineffective, maybe their de facto running game is short passes to Ekeler, get him out in space. That becomes kind of your substitute for a running game. Do you see Ekeler having a bigger role here?
That was my X factor, as I said in my sportscast earlier in the week. You guys are reading my mind. With Ekeler, and he had a couple of big catches in Tampa Bay. Remember that last catch, that last drive?
Yep.
That set up the field goal. Those are the type of plays that he can make, and he is such a Swiss Army knife type of weapon. You don't replicate his skill set with too many guys, and I think he's an extension of the run game, and he's also obviously just so dynamic with those screen games and those quick passing games. So I think they're going to really utilize Austin because of their problems with running between the tackles. So I think Austin Ekeler is that weapon. And then I also think Zach Ertz could do some problems in the middle of the field. He had a relatively quiet game against Tampa Bay, but man, when the lights shine bright and you need a big first down, Zach Ertz is always there. So give me Austin Ekeler, Zach Ertz, some complimentary pieces to really kind of be those X factors in this football game on Saturday, guys.
All right, so give us your prediction. We do this every time we talk to you.
Yeah, I think Detroit's gonna put up the points. So give me Detroit 34.
Boom.
Give me Washington
31.
Give me Washington 34-31. Detroit can be a tight game, but ultimately I just think that offense is incredible. I mean, pick your poison. Try to stop the run game. They're gonna beat you with Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Laporta.
All right, this was Scott's last appearance on our show.
hey!
All right, Scott, safe travels.
All right, guys, it's been fun, and obviously hopefully we do this again next week, but nonetheless, it's been a great season, and we'll see if Washington can get this win.
Yep.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Scott.
You, buddy.
Valdez wanted me to do the bit where we asked him the prediction again.
Yeah. Scott's a good sport. He would have understood.
That's funny.
I'm not trying to do Scott dirty like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be. It's kind of rude to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But, and you know, if you're going to be realistic, it's okay to pick them by 3 points.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a realistic. I'm looking for more cheerleader stuff.
I think
right
I'm
now.
Sitting across a guy who's probably going to pick the Lions.
Probably.
This guy right
I already
here.
Said it was.
Yeah. He's definitely picking the
I've
Lions.
I've said it all week.
He
hope I'm wrong.
Hates underdogs.
He loves chalk.
I mean, he hates dogs.
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah, no room.
I don't hate dogs. I just don't bet on them a lot.
Right.
It's right. not your thing. It's not your mantra.
But I do think the points here is a good play. I mean, I'd be surprised if Detroit blew them out. I just don't think they're going to win.
All right. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. It's now officially time for our predictions. You got to go on the line and make your official prediction for Lions Commanders. It's a huge game in Detroit. I have to play the music. I got to get the right bank over here. Everybody's pumped. 800-636-1067. Call in now. Give us your final prediction for Lions Commanders. We'll give ours as well next.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.